Good evening. It's February 23rd, 2011. The time is 7:45 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here in upstate New York. In this particular audio bull, I'm just going to be talking about a fire that took place last Saturday, February 19th, 2011, in Brooklyn, New York. The five-alarm fire began at 6:30 p.m. in Flatbush on 346 East and 29th Street, and fire was brought under control around 2 a.m., around 7.5 hours after the initial start of the fire. There was one fatality, an individual named Mary Fagan, who was 62, and was found on the 7th floor hours after the fire was brought under control. Nearly 200 firefighters responded to this fire. 60 of them were injured, along with 11 residents that resided in the apartment complex. According to New York City Fire Department Deputy Chief Stephen Morrow, quote, conditions changed rapidly. The fire intensified. The windows failed due to the heavy winds. It blew the fire in on the members on the upper floors. A blowtorch effect. It actually chased them down the hallway. The term blowtorch effect, to me as a firefighter, though I was not there, gives me a clear picture that this was a very, very hot fire with that term being used. The fire chief, Edward Kildoff, is quoted as saying, This was bad because of the wind. We had to evacuate very quickly because basically the fire chased us right down the hall and down the stairs. Strong winds fanned the flames, which took 200 firefighters more than 9 hours to contain this particular fire. There was a little bit of conflict afterwards from Stephen Cassidy, UFA president, who says the reduction of engine company staff implemented 3 weeks ago led to the serious delay of water on the fire. Now, I have read just about all the articles that I could read on this fire. I've listened to the dispatch recordings. I've looked at several YouTubes. I have blogged about this on Tioga Fire Protection and Fire Prevention, sort of chronicling the fire itself. And having not been there and trying not to Monday morning quarterback this particular fire, I think the fire, and this is my opinion, was basically a defensive fire upon arrival. Even if they had the one extra firefighter on those engine companies that only had four, which normally would have five, I don't think that would have made that much a difference given the initial conditions of the wind and the weather. A front door on the fourth floor apartment where the fire began was left open, fed the vicious flames. The open door helped feed the blaze, causing the fire, quote, blowtorch throughout the building. The UFA president, Stephen Cassidy, says the staff cuts caused delays in getting water on the Saturday night blaze in Brooklyn, and the FDNY says the open apartment door helped fuel the blaze, and it was stoked by heavy winds. The Firefighters Union said the response to the fire was hampered by new city rules that put four firefighters instead of five on the same truck. New York City officials deny that claim. In either case, as far as one or the other, there was one fatality, and it was a very serious fire. Thank you for your listening, and have a nice evening.